kingdom of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent take it by force. You can be around God's presence but still remain blind in your finances and still remain blind when it comes to prosperity. Hallelujah. And so yesterday we began to teach, we began to preach the opening of the eyes for you to begin to see that you are already blessed. When you are not offering, you have not seen that you are blessed. When you are not giving to the poor, you have not seen that you are blessed. Hallelujah. And I pray it changes our life as a church to say we must come out from that thinking of saying that I'm giving to be blessed. And you operate from I'm blessed, that's why I'm giving. So giving becomes the normal response of a normal Christian. What is giving? To a normal Christian. Because you have said I'm rich in Christ. I'm already blessed. My father is a responsible father. Hallelujah. So I am not giving. Pastor Luane, imagine if you were to give. Think about it. Sow for a wife. Sow for the baby. Sow for the good school for the baby. Hey. When will it end? Ask your neighbor, when will it end? So in the kingdom of God, blind people behave like that. Yeah, they're sowing. Pastor, I'm sowing. They're always sowing for whatever it is. Hallelujah. And that's fine if you're blind. Come on now. That's fine if you are. Yeah, I said, no, I'm sowing for my miracle. That's fine if you're blind. But you see, when you come to the realm of those who can see, that's where I am. Yeah, when you come to the realm of those who can, you no longer give to get. You give because you already got. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? You are not paying tithe so that the devourer can be rebuked. You understand that where you are, not devourer is. That's what you see. When you understand this, it forces generosity. Yeah, it forces generosity. So you're not giving in order to be blessed. No, you are already blessed. That's why you give. Would God not be wicked to ask you for tithe if he has not given you what to tithe from? Huh? You understand what I'm saying to you? Would God not be wicked to demand seed from you if he has not given you that seed in the first place? You understand? Tell your neighbor, say, I'm coming out of the prosperity of the blind. Yeah. They were following Jesus, hoping that you'd make them see. Amen. And so they followed him. And they began to say, Son of David, have mercy on us. Jesus, what can you do for me? Hallelujah. And when Jesus, he came into the house, he's the same way this week, we're having a conference. The same way he came into the house, the blind man came to him. And then Jesus said to them, do you believe that I'm able to do this? Ask your neighbor, do you believe that Jesus is able to do it for you? They said to him, yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes and he said, according to my power, according to my riches and glory, and now may my God supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. And the church said, Paul writes in Philippians 4, and now may my God supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Is that correct? Yes. That's in the Bible. Yes, and the church said, yes. And then afterwards they woke up, they didn't see the supply. Yes. Have you been there before? Yes. He said, and my God bless you. Yes. I declare, turn around. Yes. My God will supply. Yes. The debts are canceled. Yes. Have you been there? And then after the conference, 1 year later, you still have the debt. 1 year later, there's still no supply. Now, it's either the Bible lied, or the man of God lied, or somewhere, maybe you lied, but there's a lie somewhere. Now we know, number one, that God is not a man that he should lie. So there's nothing that God says which can be doubted. You understand? The Bible says, let every man be a liar, but God be true. So if the Bible says, and my God will supply all of your needs, that is a done deal. So God didn't lie. Hallelujah. God didn't. Now, number two, God sends men of God who do not lie. Hello? The Bible says it is an abomination for a prince to have lying lips. Lying lips are an abomination for a prince. So when a man of God is speaking like this, right? He has nothing to gain by lying to you. What would I benefit if I cause you to believe in a God who blesses yet he doesn't bless? Okay? All right? So the man of God didn't lie. Can I tell you how far it is? Even if you said something humorously which was wrong, God will confirm it in public and rebuke him privately. Remember, Moses was with the rock. And God said, speak to the rock. Moses beat the rock. But you see, because of the sake of Abba Zalwane, God was like, I wasn't planning for that miracle to come out like that. But because you are my servant, I will honor you in front of the people, but I'll deal with you privately. So it could be a service like this, and we're not planning to get anyone to get married. The service is geared towards finances. But in a service like this, I say, this time next year, you will be married. In as much as God can say that it was not a marriage conference. But if you believed what I said, this time tomorrow, this time next year, you're gorgeously married. You see, God. God will always protect his men in public and deal with them privately. So the man of God did not lie. So how come the supply was not met? It's like what Jesus said to these guys. Do you believe I'm able to do this? They said, we are. Do you believe God is powerful? You believe God is blessed? God wants you blessed. Do you believe God has already given you the blessings? Then Jesus says, according to your faith. According to? Yeah, now it's no longer according to God. It's no longer up to God now. It's up to your faith. Now my question tonight is, what can you believe? Ask your neighbor, say, what can you believe? Yeah, because the prophecies coming tonight, it's according to your faith. The blessing, you are going to manifest it to the degree of your faith. Hallelujah. So some people will only be blessed enough to pay their rent. That's what they believe. Then others believe that they will own blocks of apartments in different nations. You see, it's not God's power that determines the degree. It's your faith. Someone say, my faith.
My faith.
Someone say, my faith.
So
Jesus says to these two blind men, according to your faith, not according to God's power. Bazalwane, tonight is an arena of liberty. It's an arena of blessings. It's an arena of healing. But it's not according to God's power. It's according to your faith. Huh? It's according to? It's according to your faith. As I was coming in, one of the young ladies told me a testimony. In one of the services where we're doing the debt cancellation prayers, right? So I said, you've got debts, right? And so she had a debt of 120,000 rands, right? For school. And so she's there, and she has that debt. She has no idea of how to do it, how to clear, get it cleared. What then happens is she wrote down, because remember I said, write down on a piece of paper how much you're owing. So she wrote down 90,000. She's like, let me try this faith thing. You know, write down this 90,000. So she wrote down the 90,000 and she says to me today, Pastor, I've got a testimony. I finally got a bursary and it managed to write out 90,000. So now I'm left with 33. So I asked her, don't you wish you had written the word 100? Like, Pastor, I wish I had. According to your faith. The thing I like about faith is you have nothing to lose. I mean, if you have a debt of 200,000, right? Yeah, just believe for all of it. You have nothing to lose. It's either this thing works or it works, right? If it works, you don't have 200,000 debt to worry about. If it doesn't work, you still have your 200,000 to worry about. You've got nothing to? Okay, so believe fully. Tell another person, say, don't use small faith here. But use big faith. Yeah. So yes, we thank God that 90,000 is paid. And I pray that in this conference today, the remaining 30,000 will be covered in Jesus' name. Yeah. Because now she says this thing works. This thing what? I said this thing what? So Jesus says to them, according to your faith. Can I have two people? Two. Yeah. Two ladies, come, right. So these ladies, they can't see. Turn around. Look at me. And then Jesus says, according to your faith, see. So they both open their eyes, and one can see proper 20/20 vision, because he had a faith for 20/20 vision. And one can see partially, because that's what they believed God for. And both of them leave Jesus, and one is happy to say, at least I can see, it's better than nothing. And one says, I can see perfectly. Of these two, which one will you be? Huh? You, because we can all be in church, but we won't receive the same. And the determinant is not God's power, it's our faith.
Yeah.
Okay? You can be sitting next to somebody who will come with a brand new testimony tomorrow. And you wonder, but we're sitting in the same row. Prophet was prophesied, both of us. What was the difference? Faith. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. What's the difference?
Faith.
Now someone's like, oh, now I have to build my faith. Well, you don't have to build your faith. The Bible says if you can have faith as small as a mustard seed. That is to say, any declaration being made, as we're making it right now, believe it in your heart. Say, that's for me. That's the one. That's all that you need. What do you need? Fall as small as a? Come on, somebody. Faith is what? Now, in case you're saying, Pastor, me, I think I don't have faith. Yeah, relax. Because faith comes by hearing and understanding the word of God. So as you are here right now, make up your mind that I would hear and commit to understand what you are hearing. So you must concentrate as the word is coming. Behave like you're the only one in the room. Absorb it. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4 that the word preached did not profit them because it was not mixed with faith in their heart. Do you want the blessing to manifest? Then everything that you are going to hear tonight, that you're already hearing, mix it with faith, not with doubt, not with skepticism. Hello, somebody. Jesus asked, do you believe I'm able to do this? Do you believe Jesus is able? We have songs about Jesus being able. Prophet, we've got songs, choruses, God is able, high school, God is able, university. You even have a sticker, logo, God is able. But you see, God is able according to your faith. That's why they had two men. If we were to interview these men afterwards and ask them, you'd see that they see differently. Hallelujah. You'd see that they what? They'd see differently. Amen. Amen, church.
Amen.
Concentrate. They would see what? But today I want you to have the 20/20 vision. I want you to see clearly tonight. The only requirement is whatever you are hearing, mix it with faith. The word preached did not profit them. It did not generate results because they did not mix it with faith. They just thought, you know, these men of God, they have stories for days. They just thought that, you know, Prophet Undi, his stories are fantastic. Bless God for his life. Didn't mix it with faith. So that's not me. Yeah. Because the Bible says, for the word of God is not empty of power. In other words, God's word is able to do what it said it will do. The only requirement is you to mix it with faith. Jesus, on this miracle of these two blind men, he said to them, according to your faith. My power is here tonight, but your faith is the determinant. There is someone here who will hear the revelation tonight and believe every word, and will be totally transformed. And there's someone who will believe 50% and transform 50%. And there's someone who will hear and not believe anything. Yeah, we shall see you next month. Yeah, we shall see you next month that when you never believed. We'll see you next year that when you didn't believe. Yeah. We'll see Hebaka Shata. On Sunday, we shall see that when you never believed. Yeah. Because when some of us are manifesting the blessing, we are manifesting stresses. When others are manifesting that blessing which makes rich and adds no sorrow, guess what? You are manifesting. Yes, man of God, pray for me. No, you mix it with faith. Say, I'm going to mix it with faith. So even if you get a prophetic word, I told you before, if God prophesies that you will fall from a tree, it will never happen until you climb a tree. You have a part to play. Huh? It will never. So the man of God is loaded. Man of God, we're happy to see you, sir. Yeah. The man of God is loaded. Right? Yeah. Yeah. But according to your faith, there are some of you who see a man and they're like, no, what can he say? You should not be here. Yeah, this is not politics where you don't like the leader, but you still come. Here you must believe. You understand? Here you must what?
Believe.
Tonight, let it not be a wasted night, but a night of transformation.
Amen.
Yeah, I believe, Lord. The word preached, the word was what? Please put that scripture as I close. Hebrews chapter 4. For the word preached to them, huh? For the word what?
Preached.
Did not profit them. So this preaching tonight is profit for you. Believe it.
Amen.
Believe it.
Amen.
This teaching tonight is designed to make you profitable. It's designed to bless you. So what must you do?
Believe.
I must believe. And you'll see God's power directed towards you.
Amen.
To confirm it, to make it a reality. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well to them, as well to other people. Yeah? It was preached. Not that they were doing a Bible study at home. It was preached. So tonight, the message will be preached. But the word which they heard did not profit them. Because they did not mix it with faith. As they heard, that I've heard the scripture before. I mean, it's the same Bible. Won't you hear the same scripture before? We don't have a new Bible. It's the same one. But if you have faith in your heart, I promise you, tonight is the night that will settle everything in you. Amen.
Amen.
So like these two men, decide. Jesus is here. His power is here to heal, to bless, to set free. What can you believe? Hallelujah. I'm so excited today that Prophet Undi is here. Amen. I'm super excited. I thought you guys were excited. Were you guys excited? Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. One thing I love about Prophet Undi is that as he preaches, the word comes alive. The revelation just explodes. Hallelujah. I was telling him that, hey, last time he came, I stopped being afraid of prosperity and the controversy that comes with being prosperous. Have you noticed that only poor people discuss rich people? Rich people never discuss poor people, except how to make money from them. Hallelujah. Yeah. So after this, your family will discuss you. Yeah. They will discuss you because the blessing will be making you. It makes you rich. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? Yeah. The blessing makes you rich. It doesn't make you stressed. It makes you rich. It makes you loaded. It makes you financially buoyant. Do you believe this? Then according to your faith, not according to the preacher's faith, not according to Pastor Mcho's faith, according to do you have faith tonight?
Yes, sir.
Even if you don't have it, as the word comes, faith comes by hearing. Just act like you are alone here. And be hungry and devour every word. Yeah. Believe every word spoken. It's for your profiting. And your life will never be the same. So I'm really happy to have a great man of God in our midst. Amen. Who is sharpening us to take our rightful place in prosperity. Are there rich people here?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yesterday we acknowledged that we are rich. Yeah, we are rich. We are rich people here. Yeah. Yeah, we are rich people here. This is a rich people's church. Amen. You should actually intentional church the rich people's church. Please, media team, make sure you put it. It's our official slogan. The rich people's church. Yeah, if you are rich, you want to worship here. Amen. Yeah, this is the rich people's church. Amen. The days of being saying as poor as a church rent are over. Yeah. Yeah. This is the church where you come to if you want to be rich. And will manifest your riches. So I'm happy. Open your heart, church. Believe every word. Believe every prophecy. Believe every message. God has something special for you tonight. Amen. And be the blind man according to your faith. You shall see. So with Jesus' joy. With what? I want us to make a joyful, blessed sound, church, as we welcome to the stage the beloved prophet William Undi. In